You tweeted something about watching the Georgia spring game. They looked pretty good. Obviously, they're going to be the pick from the media to win the SEC East. And then what happened after that? Gator fans questioning you?
Yeah, it was kind of stemming from a couple of weeks ago, Bill, on an episode I had. It was, you know, Florida coming out of their spring and, you know, maybe some of the expectations. And, you know, coming out of spring, I said, you know, look, it's going to happen. I was like, Georgia's going to be picked to win the East, no matter what Florida did last year and all that. You know, Georgia's going to be picked to win the East. And even then, you know, I got, well, this should be a Bulldogs podcast. As much as you talk about Georgia and all that, I was like, okay, well, you know, whatever. So, of course, Georgia's spring game rolls around this past weekend, and that's all you saw on Twitter. That's all you saw while watching the game is how, you know, how much better Georgia's going to be in 2021. And rightfully so. They're going to be a better team than they were in 2020. And Florida is expected to take a step back from 2020. And, you know, I was like, well, you know, this really only solidified what I said a couple weeks ago. When this spring game's happening and Georgia's on, you know, TV, you get to see their spring game. Of course, the talk around them is going to get hyped up. And if, you know, JT Daniels is out there swinging the ball around, of course, the talk of Georgia winning the SEC East is only going to get hyped up even more. That's exactly what happened this past weekend. So it's no surprise to me, but I guess, you know, everybody, some Gator fans just, you know, take it to heart that, you know, even though Florida is, you know, won the East last year and stuff, I guess for whatever reason, they think Florida should be picked again because of that. But that's not how it works. They didn't have a problem when, you know, in the media and myself were picking Florida to win the East last year. So, you know, it's just because you won the year before, you know, it's not that simple. That's just all it is, Bill. It's just some Gator fans don't like, you know, if it's not 100% rah-rah sunshine pumping on that side. So, but, you know, you look at Georgia, of course, Bill, they're going to be picked to win the East, and they should be.
During recruiting a couple of years ago, what did you think about Joe Milton? And the news hit, I guess, on Monday that he's transferring to Tennessee, which makes the quarterback room busy. We don't know who's going to be the quarterback, but what did you think about him during his high school career?
You know, another one, Bill, that you thought would have been a probably good fit for what Dan Mullen, what we know historically his offense looked like. Dual threat quarterback who makes some things happen with his arms and his legs. I know Florida just kind of moved on from that. Trying to remember if he was in the same class as Jalen Jones, who ended up, you know, having to transfer out of Florida. I think that's the same class. So Florida had him. Didn't really need a almost identical style quarterback in Milton there. He ended up going to Michigan, and I know the joke there is, why would you go to Michigan? Because they want to develop quarterbacks, and he got a shot there and didn't really take off. And Bill, kind of like you, I'm surprised now Tennessee's the move, from especially the style of offense that we've seen from Heupel at UCF before. I'm not so sure that it maybe his arm talent has gotten much better than him coming out of high school. And like I said, we didn't really get to necessarily see it on display at Michigan for, I think, the type of quarterback that I think Heupel would have the best success with. But, you know, I'm sure there was a conversation there and he'll be able to compete there. So I do question the move to Tennessee only because of, you know, Heupel's history, and I don't think that's the best fit for Milton. I thought he'd go somewhere more where, you know, maybe his arm won't be on display as much, but maybe Heupel can adjust his offense around to a quarterback like him. But there'll be plenty of competition, like you said there, Bill, and more to me. You know, there's, you know, some drop back pocket style passers here at Tennessee who I think, really, just going by Heupel's history, you have a leg up on Milton.
Yeah, it's two transfers now. Hooker, and that's not a new one, Hendon Hooker from Virginia Tech, and then Harrison Bailey, who was a four-star, maybe borderline five-star out of Marietta, Eric Gilbert's teammate in high school, and then Brian Maurer, who's from the Gainesville area, and then Caden Salter, who's a freshman out of Texas, who's not even practicing. He's been suspended. I don't get it. You probably heard me. I was trying to sort through that earlier, and it's just not working out for me.
And maybe more behind the scenes deal. Maybe it's switching positions or something. I don't know. That's just thinking out loud here. But like as you said, you just listed them off. And I just in that style of offense, I really just don't see him ever being a quarterback there.
He's one of those guys that is. Here's how people promote him. And again, maybe it works out. He's 6'5", he's 245, so he walks out there, looks like a tight end. He's a quarterback, and he's also a pretty good athlete, so he can run around some. And then they sell that as if, well, this is just going to be remarkable, and then you watch it, and it doesn't click.
Yeah, you can go out there and look like Cam Newton, but that don't mean you go out there and play like Cam Newton.
That's right.
we've seen that time and time again. So, it's just, maybe it's a chance to be in the SEC. I know he was really high on Florida coming out of high school. It just didn't work out. Like I said, I believe that was the year Florida got Jalen Jones and didn't necessarily need another quarterback or two quarterbacks in that class. So, hope it works out for him. Right off the cuff, right after the transfer announcement, I don't see it.
How was, and again, this is not a new topic either, not playing a spring game, how did that go over with the fans?
Good, Bill.
Yeah.
Especially after seeing all the teams play this weekend. I think Kentucky was the only other team in the SEC not to hold a spring game. Florida gave the reasoning. They used Ben Hill Griffin Stadium as a COVID testing site, a COVID vaccination site, and they weren't going to mess with that. A lot of fans were, asking, okay, you can't stop that for a day or move it to another location for a day. Or, a lot of fans were looking because they didn't get to go to games in 2020, that the spring game wouldn't have been the first time they get to go tailgate, first time they get to go, seeing some friends that they didn't get to see in the year of 2020. And then you get to see Alabama, you get to see Georgia, and everybody else hold their spring games. And, it's a showcase. It's a showcase for your school. For a couple hours on TV or SEC Network online or whatever, and your school didn't get that. And for all the off-season off the field happenings with Mullen and Florida, I think a lot of fans were just kind of looking to some excitement from around the program. Florida announced there was supposed to be some kind of two-hour special on the SEC Network for spring. We have heard no more on that, if that's even going to happen anymore. So it's just kind of been very quiet. If you follow Florida, you got the news from, podcasts like mine and websites. But, if you're not a fan of Florida, you get to tune in if the game was on ESPN, ESPN2, SEC Network, much like you did Georgia and Alabama. But you didn't get that. So, it does help a little bit, I guess. Florida's had these draft specials with Kyle Trask from ESPN and Kyle Pitts from ESPN these last few days. But it's not the same when, it's just the two-hour, recruiting window that you get for a spring game. Not a lot happens in those games. But you get the discussion, you get the team, the fans get to see their team if they can't make it to the game. And then if you get to go to the game, like I said, it was just the first time fans would have been able to enjoy some camaraderie with their fans in more or less full earnest since the 2019 season.
Yeah, Ohio State's on, Georgia's on, Auburn, LSU, Alabama. Just go across the board. And Florida, which is a monster football school, not playing. And, again, I don't care about spring games, but I know the fans do. So, yeah, that I'm sure that did not sell well. Hey, tell everybody about Gators Breakdown and how they can get it.
Yep, everybody can get Gators Breakdown at newsboardjack.com/Gators Breakdown, your favorite podcast platform, YouTube version as well. Everybody can go back and listen to last week's episode with Gene Chizik. Bill, that was a really, really good 35 minutes there with Gene Chizik, his time at Florida and discussing what's going on at Florida and the world of college football. Bill, he's not a big fan of name, image, and likeness. He's not a big fan of the transfer portal and all that stuff along there. So that was a pretty good conversation there with Gene Chizik.
So he didn't like name and likeness or the transfer portal. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, Bill, pretty much.
I like
image and likeness. He doesn't have a problem with it. He just thinks there's going to be a whole lot of issues you know, governments getting involved, and, you know, it's all coming about so fast, and you're not thinking about the repercussions of it. That's pretty much where he stands with that, Bill. But pretty good stuff. I even asked him if he get back into the world of coaching. So it was a really, really good conversation with him.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Thank you, sir. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bill.